Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's show, where I talk to Dr. Samantha Stein, and she is a writer, artist, and licensed clinical and forensic psychologist who has assessed and provided help for adults, adolescents, and children for over 20 years on issues related to relationships, intimacy, creativity, infidelity, addiction, and couples therapy. And today, Dr. Stein and I talk about how to navigate differing values, whether that's with your partner, a friend, or a relative. Obviously, we're going to treat those things differently depending on who it is. So we focus a lot on with our partner. And Dr. Stein gives us some very specific dialogue to think about when we're communicating about these things. And we talk about on the show a lot the importance of having values that align. But all of our values are not always going to perfectly align. So it's important to be able to have conversations around those, or maybe deciding which ones maybe we just don't need to talk about. There's value in understanding that as well. So as always, thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, you hit those 5 stars to get that 5-star Spotify review. Or if you're on iTunes, you can go into iTunes and leave us a review. We really, really appreciate that. If you listen to this show, enjoy this show, that really means a lot. It helps us continue to bring you these great conversations that I'm just there right alongside you, taking in this information, trying to apply it to my life, and continuing to grow and love myself and others more deeply. So good on you for being here, listening, doing the work, and enjoy today's show. Hi, Dr. Stein. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Hi, Chase. It's my pleasure.
Today, we're going to talk about navigating our differences with our partner, or maybe it's our partner's family or a coworker, but you have a great article about what to do when your values differ from someone that you're in a relationship with. And a lot of what we talked about in the pre-show was how this centered around, you know, family, people that we don't necessarily choose to be in a relationship with. And that's very valuable to navigate that. So we're going to talk about those kind of relationships, but also centering it around our romantic relationship. Because as we talk about on the show, it's important to have our values aligned, but it doesn't mean every single one is going to line up, and we're going to need to be able to navigate that with our partner. So why don't we start by having you tell us why you think this is an important area of relationships, and then we're going to get the tools to navigate it.
Yeah. So values, you know, they're different than just theories or ideas. So we might all have theories about why the world is the way it works, or, you know, ideas about how things should be. But values really have to do with, they're a reflection of what's important to us in life. And they're kind of based on our fundamental principles and what we believe. So they're very tied to our identity in that way. They're expressions of who we are and how we see the world and how we think we should behave in the world. So in that way, when somebody doesn't share a particular value that we have, it feels painful. It feels like an affront. We feel challenged on a fundamental level. Like, does this person not love me, or do they not believe in me, or what I believe in becomes something that can be very challenging to navigate. And as you said, it can definitely, you know, couples can share a lot of core values and have a great relationship, but there might be, you know, one or two ways in which their values don't align. And that can be very difficult to navigate. Or a couple can be very aligned, but then the in-laws or friends of that couple who we wouldn't necessarily choose to be in relationship with, but are, those values might not align. And so I don't know if it would be useful to give some examples of what that might look like.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So let's say you have a couple where you know, they fundamentally, their values align, except one is more of a practicing of a religion than the other one. Or let's say you have a couple where, you know, they have a great relationship, they're really happy, but one of them is vegetarian and the other isn't, based on, you know, their fundamental values and beliefs about animals or the environment or whatever it is. Or let's say you have a couple where one member of that couple has left the church of his or her family. And so then when they go back for a family visit, that family is very religious and they're holding religious beliefs that doesn't align with kind of those, the members of that couple and who they are. So those are all examples of situations where either within the couple or within the couple's family, there's going to be a difference, a lack of alignment of values that's going to potentially cause some friction between them.
Those are great examples. So let's talk about it. One of the first things we're going to do is talk about these situations with our partner or the family members. So let's just say it's a partner. What are some steps we can take to make sure we have a productive conversation?
Yeah. So the first thing is, as you said, talking it over. But that's often sounds easier said than done, to have those conversations, because they can be very charged emotionally, and they can get heated very quickly. And so the first thing is to really try, for both people to really try to approach it in terms of active listening. So really listening what the other person has to say. That means not just waiting for your turn to speak, you know, letting them talk until there's a pause and then you can make your point. But instead, really listening to what they say, reflecting on it, and speaking back in your own words. And then when it's your turn to share, it's not about attacking the other person. So it wouldn't be, well, people who believe that way are jerks, or they just don't understand, but instead sticking to what you believe and feel. And so really saying sort of, well, in my experience or what I think, or this is how this is why it's meaningful to me. That allows the other person to then really listen better. They don't feel personally attacked. They feel like, oh, this person is sharing what's inside of them. And oftentimes, even just that exchange can shift things. It could be that after talking things through, you realize, well, maybe we're not so completely out of alignment. It may be that our behaviors are different or that we express things differently, but there may be some shared values in there that we have together. But even if that doesn't happen, at least there's an experience of feeling understood by the other person. And that in and of itself creates some connection and some intimacy in terms of moving forward.
Let's say our partner shares and they're sharing their views and values around a certain thing, and we hold very different values. Can you give us an exact script, or, you know, obviously it's going to differ a little bit, but I always think it's valuable to have some very specific things that we can say after our partner shares, you know, and we disagree with them, and then to validate them, what we can say, and then how do we then introduce our point of view?
So you mean give an example of how that might look?
Yes, of what it would sound like.
Yeah, so let's say, I'll use the religious example. Let's say you have somebody who feels like it's really important to go to church every Sunday, and the other person just doesn't feel an affinity to religious beliefs. What I would say, I would encourage them to, or let's say the other person even more so actively dislikes organized religion. I would recommend that they kind of stay away from the nuts and bolts of church on Sunday, and instead really talk about you know, what is the deeper meaning of it? So the person who goes to church might say, you know, when I go out to church on Sundays, I feel really connected to a greater spiritual experience. And I feel like I learned something from what's being preached about and talked about. I feel connected to a community of people who have similar values as me. And then the listener, you know, again, we're staying away from, is it right or wrong to go to church on Sunday, but instead really talk about the deeper experience of it. So the listener would then be able to really reflect that back and say, okay, so you're saying that when you go to church on Sundays, it connects you to spirituality, it connects you to community, it connects you to learning and growth. And then, you know, the listener, when it's their turn, can say, you know, after saying, I understand that, and that's great, and I actually share those values with you, right? But for me, I had an experience when I was growing up where I was forced to go to Sunday school, and I didn't relate to what was being taught to me. I wasn't allowed to ask questions, and it really cut me off from what it was the opposite experience. I had an experience of feeling a lack of community and a lack of connection and a lack of learning. And then it would be that, you know, their partner's turn to say, aha, I understand that. So that for you, it created, you know, a real painful experience of being cut off from those things that were important. And so in that way, they're listening to each other, they're understanding the experience of it, they're staying away from, is it right or wrong, or, you know, these more theoretical and heady meanings, and instead getting to the nuts and bolts of the experience of it.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one. Estrocontrol. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estrocontrol contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estrocontrol eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estrocontrol was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estrocontrol is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estrocontrol works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach, integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Thank you for sharing that. So you mentioned staying away from if it's right or wrong. I think that seems like one of the more important aspects of this. It's all very important, but is there ever a circumstance to press on that? Or is it kind of just like this acceptance? Like, hey, we're not trying to change our partner. So we're trying to find common ground. We're trying to understand each other, not change each other's minds.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a little bit tricky, but I would say maybe it's yes and rather than either or. So let's take a different example. Let's take an example that I used earlier where one member of the couple is vegetarian and the other isn't. So in that case, the person who's vegetarian might feel like it's ethically wrong to eat animals. And the other person might feel like, well, I don't think it's ethically wrong to eat animals, right? So there is kind of a right or wrong values question there. Even in that case, ideally in that case, there would be an understanding on a feeling level of what each of the person feels. I think that, and an acknowledgement, I think probably most people who don't have any problem eating animals could acknowledge understanding why somebody might not feel it's okay, right? There could be an acknowledgement of, and vice versa, somebody who eats animals could also understand why the other person feel that it's okay. So I think the right and wrong issue, if you really work at it, you could acknowledge that there is rightness to the other person's point of view, even if you don't share the same ideas, you understand why there could be a right. They could feel that their way of thinking about it is right.
It's a tricky thing because part of the beauty of relationships is learning and growing. And if we're dating or married to someone that we agree with on everything, it's not that interesting and it's not going to push growth, but it's an interesting line. And obviously it depends on lots of factors, different situations, where you're at in your relationship. Maybe you had a rough month and it's not the time to dive into, you know, one of these kind of conversations because of other family stress. But it's just fascinating to me because I find I'm someone that wants to learn and grow, but can also like maybe push a little bit too much in these areas. And to me, it feels natural to me to kind of like have debate, to have these discussions, to push ideas. And I think I can maybe come across a little bit pushy and that can put someone on the defensive. So it's such a skill that I'm trying to develop. And you've already given us some amazing tools, but I think that realization of having respect for your partner, making sure they feel that respect, having challenging conversations, but making sure that it's from a place of curiosity, maybe, and not trying to change their mind necessarily and being like, hey, we're on the same team. And the goal here is to have understanding, not for me to change your mind about why it's bad that you eat animals. Instead, I just want you to understand why I'm choosing not to. And you can continue to eat animals, or maybe, you know, you're someone who that's a very strong value and that's not the relationship for you. But that core understanding of that we're not trying to change our partners and that we're trying to seek common ground and understanding.
That's exactly right. I think that's right. And in terms of the pushing piece, I think that's a tendency for a lot of us, certainly, especially when something is important to us and something as we hold as a value. But you're right. I mean, I think that part of, you know, I always think it's interesting. There's a type of astrology from India called Vedic astrology. And when they do compatibility readings to see if two people are going to be compatible for marriage, they look at sort of a certain number of points of compatibility. And if not enough of those points are met, they say the two people aren't compatible. But if too many of those points are met, they also say the people are not compatible, which I always found very interesting. It sort of says actually part of the role of relationship in our life is growth. We want there to be differences because it creates, you know, growth in us. And so there's like this balance between we have to be similar enough, but not too similar for the relationship to be ideal. But one of the things I think that's important about what you said too is that that some of it is about trusting that this can be a series of conversations. We don't have to figure it out all at once. We don't have to sort of push and really force things, but instead we can keep being curious. We can have the conversation one time and learn about each other and validate each other and understand each other and deepen it, walk away and think about what it is that we talked about, mull it over, give it some time to kind of sink in and percolate, think about it some more, and then revisit it again once we've done that. And that trusting that there can be a series of conversations that are more gentle and curious, and that we can grow towards each other, but it may take some time and some more conversations and some more ways of talking and thinking about it can also be helpful.
One of the things that you mentioned in your article is asking ourselves if they are right or at least partially so. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So a lot of times with values, it feels so all or nothing to us. It feels like either you agree with me or you don't. And if you don't agree with me, you're completely wrong. But, you know, if we're really open in the conversation and we're really listening to the other person, then we can be open to the possibility that they may have some points that we haven't thought about, that their beliefs may be, that there may be some merit to their beliefs and their experience. And that can be really growthful for both people and bring a lot of intimacy in a relationship. If, okay, actually I can see how we actually share something here, that even though it seems like we're standing on opposite grounds in terms of our values, they're right about certain aspects of it in ways that, and I can sort of admit that I hadn't thought about it that way before. And that's not easy, especially when we've held our view or our values for a long time. We kind of want to believe that they're right. And it can be challenging, but really important to be able to be hearing the other person and thinking and be open to the possibility that, they actually have some good points that I haven't thought of. And maybe they're more right about that than I am.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hey, Love Tribe, I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
That's certainly a valuable perspective to take. And I was just thinking about another perspective that has been helpful to me. And I believe it's one of the Stoic philosophers, I think Marcus Aurelius, who says something to the effect of, you don't have to have an opinion on everything.
Right.
Particularly for myself, you know, like I like these conversations, but that's been really valuable is like, you don't have to have an opinion, or if you have one, you don't have to, like, don't be so firmly set in it. But there's also things that's like, we can't possibly think of every little thing and moral and ethical dilemmas and values and have, like, have you really thought about that, like, a lot and deeply about any, you know, wide range of things? And most people don't have the time or energy to do that. So it's like, it's okay to just not have an opinion.
Right. Exactly. That's right. And to also acknowledge that, okay, I've had this opinion, but it's not really based on much. In yes. other words, I've just sort of had this idea and I've held on to it, but it's not something I've really thought deeply about. And maybe you have. So that's right. I think part of what you're pointing to is humbleness. And that is certainly a helpful attitude to have when having these conversations. Is being humble and thinking that maybe I don't know everything and I do have these values. And some people have values based on a lot of research, And they've thought about things quite a bit. But a lot of times we haven't. It's something that we either carried from our own childhood or our families, or the culture that we live in, without really thinking about deeply about, is this a value that, you know, that I can stand behind because I've thought it through in a deep and profound way.
Another quote I like, I don't know who it's attributed to, but the idea of strong opinions loosely held. You know, it's
right.
Okay.
Beautiful.
But be open to that change. So you've given us some really amazing tools here so far and things to think about. When does it come a point where we need to really understand our boundaries around these things? Because it's one thing to have the disagreements, to talk about it, but we've talked about on the show in the past is knowing our values and communicating them and the necessity of values lining up in a relationship. But like we started this conversation, not every single value is going to line up. So where is that line? And obviously it's a line in the sand when it comes to some things, but some things it might be a very firm line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, it can be very challenging because oftentimes there's a lot that people really enjoy about each other and love about each other. But there are certain fundamental core values that each of us have that we feel is too close to who we are. It's not, you know, there are some values that we have that are more kind of things that we really believe in, but we can accept differences with other people. Whereas there are other things that we just feel are too fundamental to who we are and how we want to conduct ourselves in the world and how we want others to conduct themselves in the world. And when those don't align, it becomes almost impossible to continue to have a close relationship with that person. And whether it's your partner's family members, let's say, I'll give an example. Let's say that you have a couple where one of them has a gay sibling who they're very, very close to, and they are partnered with somebody whose family has religious beliefs that believes homosexuality is wrong. That member of the couple with the gay sibling may feel that's too big of a fundamental difference between them. The family members may feel that way as well. And so that relationship, they can certainly be respectful to each other. But it's unlikely that there's going to be a closeness there because there's too strong of an, it's too close to home, for both people, for there to be a attachment that's deeper and closer and trusting and more open. You know, if that's the case in a couple, they probably won't be able to stay together. That would be a line in the sand where, you know, you can't accept my sibling and love them, then I don't know if I can be involved with you. So I think everybody has those lines in the sand, as you said it, where we just, there are things that we hold too dear that are too related to fundamentally who we are as people. And those are bridges that really can't be crossed to be able to sustain an intimate, long-term relationship. It's important to, you know, be in reality about it. Because I think a lot of times couples will find that out early on, but think, you know, they're falling in love and they think that they can somehow work it out or that it would be okay or that it wouldn't matter that much. And ultimately, it does. And it's a painful ending to the relationship when those eventually just create a rift that can't be healed.
Yeah, if we try to overlook these things and you're like, what, we're in love And really, it's about understanding yourself and what your core values are, and which yes. ones you can compromise on and which ones are deal breakers and non-negotiable. But I think I've definitely been guilty of it, that we can kind of lie to ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
We overlook it because we're like, oh, no, no, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to lose this person. All kinds of things that play there. And ultimately, that's just going to eat at you. And it's yeah. not a healthy place to be.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it eats at you because you feel in some fundamental way unloved or not accepted for who you are. And I think that's the key thing, you know, that when somebody just doesn't share a fundamental core value, we can try to, as you say, lie to ourselves, put it aside, think it doesn't matter that much. But ultimately, we can't feel fully loved by them. And that just is not sustainable in a relationship.
Well, Dr. Stein, I think we laid a beautiful, or you did lay a beautiful framework for how to think about navigating these difficult conversations and just ideas for creating more beautiful relationships. So thank you so much for that.
It's totally my pleasure. It's great to speak with you.
Well, thank you. Can you tell our listeners where they can find you online? And if there's anything we skipped over or maybe something you want to emphasize, and then we'll say goodbye.
So I have actually a couple of places that I can be found online. I write for Psychology Today. And there's an article that I have about this that I imagine you'll probably post on your website. Then I also have two websites. One is my professional psychology website, SamanthaSmithStein.com. It's my former name. And then I also have my writing and art website, which is Samantha-Stein.com.
Excellent. Well, we will have those links in our show notes and on our website at idupodcast.com. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idupodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.